Should a company overseas be able to walk a buyer through a transaction here in BC when it doesn't have a license to deal with properties in our province? Globe and Mail report has found a Shanghai-based company called VanFun is doing it. And while other places require anyone providing real estate services to be registered locally, here in BC, people outside the province can put in offers for their clients. We're getting more on this story now from BC Housing critic David Eby, who's live on the line.
And David, how surprised are you by this finding?
Well, I was absolutely stunned to read that you don't require, that BC doesn't require a license from real estate agents who operate outside of Canada. It makes absolutely no sense to me that we would have fewer regulations for real estate agents operating outside Canada than we do for real estate agents who are here in British Columbia operating locally.
So I guess the question then, David, is why?
That's a great question. I mean, first of all, let's have a reflecting moment on where we've been in British Columbia with real estate agent regulation over the last few months. We've had epic scandals with domestic real estate agents, the largest firm in Vancouver involved in very serious allegations of mistreating their clients, a full review of real estate agent conduct in the province by an independent advisory group, the head of the commission responsible for overseeing real estate agents saying that her office has been chronically understaffed for years now, and much hand-wringing. To imagine that we came through all of that and nobody said, gosh, you know what, we don't even require a license for real estate agents outside of BC. I don't know how this was missed. I don't know how this wasn't a topic of conversation in any of those reviews.
So what do you think specifically needs to change in terms of our regulations?
Well, there's a couple things that need to happen. I mean, first of all, absolutely, we need to require you to have a license in British Columbia if you're selling real estate here as a consumer protection. What are you supposed to do as a consumer when you realize that the agent you've been dealing with doesn't have a license that can be taken away if they scam you or rip you off? I mean, it's basic accountability. So that needs to be fixed, and that's an obvious fix. And we'd fix it right now if we were in the legislature, but the fall session's been canceled and we're back till February. So we'll keep the pressure on in February when we're back in the legislature. The other piece is we need to stop governing our real estate system through cover stories in the national newspaper. I mean, we really do need a thorough review of what's happening in our real estate market with experts in the industry to say, here's who's buying the properties, here's how it's happening, and here are the kinds of regulations that you need to look at to make sure you've got a handle on the market, because it's clear we still have no idea about what's happening in our real estate market right now.
So in other words, the province is being reactive instead of being proactive.
I mean, I think that's a generous summary. I mean, I would actually say that the province is being willfully blind about what's happening in our real estate market. They know, and they've known for years, that that FICOM, which is the agency in the Ministry of Finance responsible for overseeing unlicensed realtor conduct and policing it, has been short-staffed for years. That's the office that should have been ringing the alarm bells about what's happening here with these unlicensed realtors. But instead of doing that, they're barely getting by at two-thirds operating capacity. So the province is chronically short-staffing auditors. And frankly, I think they're willfully blind. They don't care about what's happening in the real estate market. They just want to get to the next election. That's what the foreign buyer tax was about. They're not interested in the deeper systemic issues in the market.
And this, this news is really part of a bigger conversation on, you know, trust in the way the market operates and affordability, things we've been talking about for months. What does a story like this do to the whole issue?
Well, I try to imagine being a BC real estate agent who's followed the rules, supported the community, contributes to the local sports team, whatever, does all of these positive things. First of all, you're dealing with the fact that the province allowed licensed realtors in the province to get away with murder for an extended period of time, in a commercial sense, not literally, without adequate oversight. And now, as a licensed realtor who pays fees to ensure that unlicensed realtors are detected and prosecuted, you find out that the province didn't even require a license from international real estate agents when you have to pay fees, when you have to pay dues, when you're following the rules, and these guys don't have to do any of those things. So, I mean, they must be absolutely beside themselves right now.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, David. That is housing critic David Eby.